Welcome to the Leadership Live Podcast, a conversational podcast with community members aiming to motivate, challenge, and inspire you to lead. Now, here are your hosts, Vanessa Bennett and Trey Darnell.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome back to Leadership Live. I'm Trey Darnell here with co-host Vanessa Bennett. Vanessa, how are you?
It's a great Friday.
It is. We are blessed to have Susie Lusk from the Tennessee Chamber with us. Susie, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you both.
Welcome to the podcast. We're very lucky that you traveled to the region. And what brings you to the neck of the woods?
This time, we were offering a TOSHA class on one certain topic, record keeping, and had a lot of manufacturers from the area come over to the Kingsport Chamber to listen to the class this morning.
She had a full class in there this morning, too. It was great.
Very full class. Very good.
So, Susie, I've known you ever since I came to the Chamber many, many years ago. One of my favorite people. But how long have you been with the Tennessee Chamber, and what are your responsibilities there?
Absolutely. We've known each other forever and have had so much fun together. I've actually been with the Chamber for 28 years. Started just doing events, and that's my main responsibility. But I also get to manage the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce executive. People like Vanessa and Miles across the state have an association, and I get to manage the Tennessee Economic Development Council. That's the group we brought up to Kingsport last October and had an amazing time.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Susie. Being with the overall Tennessee Chamber, we have a great chamber here at your Kingsport Chamber. Can you brag on for our listeners of how special we have it in Kingsport with our Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I can. They're just so dynamic and so professional. And of course, fun. A lot of chambers across the state are amazing. They all are, but it's just a different feel up here. And they've helped me for years. They're just the go-to. They have a lot of good answers, got a lot of good advice. And they've been the go-to chamber for so long and just very welcoming to us, very supportive of the Tennessee Chamber and me, and we love them.
Well, I can say that we love you right back. We're very proud of the Tennessee Chamber and everything it offers. For example, that TOSHA class this morning, you know, they're coming up here to provide things to our manufacturers and members here, which is a great tool. Your Kingsport Chamber and our staff love to participate in activities across the state with the Tennessee Chamber, especially Laura and I. We do a lot of things with them. We're able to go to the conferences and help teach. And even when if we're in there in a teaching manner, we're learning at the same time. So that networking and things is great. So one of the other reasons Susie is here, I have the pleasure of being the chair of the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce executives right now. And whoever the chair is, we get to host the annual conference, which is in August. So I want to take Susie around to some places so she can see them so we can get this event planned. Susie, any comments about that? What do you envision when we bring people across the state here? Because sometimes it may be their first time here.
Absolutely. Just like it was for some of the economic developers back in October. It was so fun just to show off how pretty it is up here. Hey, everybody knows that. That alone was so fun to see them look at the area, some of them for the first time. But from the Meadowview to the restaurant to the reception we had at the Kingsport Chamber and the carousel, not thought that so many would have walked over there to participate in that. And they all still talk about it. So all that was so much fun. And just we know that those behind the conference have so much enthusiasm for, and they know this group so well that we're just looking for what you have planned, what we come up with.
Can we get a little insight of what may be on the agenda for August?
I know I want them to make chocolate. Do you know where we can make chocolate at?
Yes.
I thought you may. We're going to go visit that as well. So we'll see. I've got some ideas. The thing is, it's like any space you go to, there's so many cool things that you want to show people, but you have to shove it all in a couple of days, and that's hard. But what a great problem to have at the same time.
We might even have a sushi class.
We may have a sushi class. You never know.
I hear that there's a good Long Island tea up here.
There is a Long Island tea.
Have you seen the recipe in the lobby of the chamber?
Absolutely. I took a picture of it.
She may have had an original Long Island iced tea.
That's fantastic. And then talking about the Tennessee Chamber and the executives, and you touched a little bit on it, but what does the Tennessee Chamber do on a grander scale that benefits all regions of Tennessee?
The state chamber. Sure. I mean, statewide lobbying group, lobbying for pro-business issues is our biggest mission. And in those lobbying efforts, we find out about things like the TOSHA information that we would help to get out. And all things legislative, they're very busy right now during session, our lobbyists, and they do a great job and just the voice for business.
So, Susie, we always ask our guest a special question. If there's an autobiography about Susie Lusk, what would the title be?
Oh, my goodness. That's tough. Everything's going to be okay, because it always is.
Yes,
but
it is.
But you never know. But probably I love to hear that. I love to hear people say that. And I think that would, I hear it a lot, because I need to hear that a lot. I think that would be it.
Well, and I think that's perfect for you, because if you don't know Susie, she's probably one of the most positive people that I know. I mean, she just, that's a perfect title for your autobiography. I would read it.
Susie, as we wrap up the podcast, we like to ask a rapid five questions. What is your ideal outside temperature?
Oh, 75.
That's a good one. Not too hot, not too cold. Mm-hmm. If you've seen Miss Congeniality.
Exactly.
What is your favorite carb? Bread, pasta, rice, or potatoes?
Potatoes.
What was the last movie you watched?
Elvis.
Okay. Was it good?
It was great.
So I'm going to go ahead and giggle on this next question. Okay, go ahead and ask.
Do you have any pets?
All right, Vanessa. I might have a little kitty cat or two, but what's in a number?
Well, I am going to laugh about that. Number one, because yes, we aggravate her because we call her the cat lady. But number two, guess who else has cats?
I do. I have four.
Yes.
Oh, two of them have no hair.
That's the best thing I've heard all day.
I thought you would like that.
How many days do you travel a year?
Oh my goodness, as much as possible, but probably I would say 40. Mm-hmm. 40. Yeah.
Those hotel points are important.
That's right.
Yeah, I love them. Absolutely.
Vanessa, do you have any final thoughts?
Susie, you know I love and appreciate you. Thanks for all you do across the state.
You too, Vanessa. You're the best.
Susie, it was nice meeting you, and thanks for being on the podcast.
You too. Absolutely. Thank you both.
We'll see everybody next Friday.
Thank you for listening to this week's Leadership Live podcast, a partnership between Kingsport Leadership Programs and your Kingsport Chamber and Honda Kingsport. Leadership Live is available wherever you get your podcasts.